this week on You're Saying It Wrong.
It was funny because as a kid, I always thought, boy, once you graduate from high school, everything is easy. You know what you mean. You're an adult. God, did I learn.
As some of us move on to the next phase of life, we talk about some graduation-related words. That's this week on You're Saying It Wrong from KMUW Studios.
Good morning. It's Friday, June 19th. Happy Juneteenth. I'm Beth Golay, and this is Wichita's Early Edition from KMUW News. Kansas voters head to the polls in August to decide if they want to elect justices to the state's highest court. Former members of the Kansas Supreme Court, like Carol Beyer, worry direct elections will lead to political donations that impact the court's decision-making process on major issues like abortion and education funding.
It's extremely tempting, and it's the kind of temptation that judges don't need.
But supporters of the change say it would mean voters get a bigger voice on the court. That's coming up after the news. The cost of attending college in Kansas continues to rise. This week, the Kansas Board of Regents approved tuition rate increases at 5 of the state's 6 universities. KMUW's Daniel Caudill reports.
The tuition hikes come as Kansas universities face rising costs, state budget cuts, and increased scrutiny from Republican lawmakers. Many schools are coupling the increases with internal cuts and reorganization. Emporia State University is the only school that did not request an increase. That marks the 4th year in a row. Over the past 10 years, state universities have raised tuition by an average of more than 26%. Tuition is highest at the University of Kansas and the lowest at Fort Hays State. For KMUW News, I'm Daniel Caudill.
The Kansas Board of Regents also approved a policy this week that allows colleges to offer reduced credit bachelor degrees. The board that oversees public universities in Kansas advanced the measure in an effort to reduce costs and the time frame to complete certain degree programs. The new framework allows state universities to pilot 3-year degrees that require as few as 90 credit hours compared to the traditional 120 hours. The policy requires colleges to show evidence of workforce demand. One program being developed is a 90-credit-hour Bachelor of Applied Science in Unmanned Aircraft Systems at Kansas State University. Last year, Kansas lawmakers banned colleges from requiring students to learn about principles of diversity, equity, and inclusion, or DEI. But when they passed the law, they didn't actually define the term. Instead, they directed the Kansas Board of Regents to define DEI to comply with the law. Regent Peter Johnston says it was important to craft a definition that did not censor classroom discussions or research about race.
It is very important to me that professionals be able to study difficult topics, this difficult topic, from the lens of history.
Regents ultimately adopted a definition that says discussions of race, racism, or the history of the civil rights movement do not constitute DEI. The law also makes an exception for disciplines like gender and ethnic studies. Every FIFA World Cup match broadcast on Fox TV gets 8 to 10 pages of facts, figures, and storylines provided by a sports fan in Topeka. Zach Boblett of the Kansas News Service has more on the man behind the numbers.
Paul Carr racks up the hours to provide stats and anecdotes about every World Cup match. To do this, he scours websites, contacts foreign journalists, and reaches out to soccer researchers. Carr began his career locally, where he worked for multiple Topeka news outlets, before snagging a gig at ESPN, where he worked on-site for several World Cups. Carr now works remotely for True Media, and he breaks up his long 10 to 12-hour days by having dinner with his family at home in Topeka.
To feel like a normal human instead of almost a TV research robot for a month.
Despite the long hours, Carr says covering the World Cup is a joy. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zach Boblett.
World Cup watch parties are coming back to Nafsker Park in downtown Wichita, with Team Mexico and Team USA's next matches being broadcast on the big screen. Next week, the screen at Nafsker Park will show Mexico's game against the Czech Republic and Team USA's matchup with Turkey. The Mid-America All-Indian Museum will also host a watch party on June 27th for the match between Portugal and Colombia. People who use federal food aid might soon have a new choice at the grocery store. As Harvest Public Media's Anna Pope reports, congressional lawmakers are looking at adding rotisserie chickens to the eligible foods list.
For the most part, people can't buy hot and pre-prepared foods with their Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program benefits. But House lawmakers recently approved an amendment to the Farm Bill that would allow for rotisserie chickens. Dan Shaw, head of the Midwest Retail and Grocery Alliance, says retailers would be happy to sell them, but the industry doesn't want to expand to other hot foods.
We don't want to see SNAP used in fast food and restaurants like that. We want to make sure that the consumer gets the most for their SNAP dollar and for our tax dollars.
Retailers in several states are already making changes to comply with new SNAP junk food restrictions. So Shaw says if the measure becomes law, it would be the easiest update stores will make. I'm Anna Pope, Harvest Public Media.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly announced Thursday that she is denying a request for clemency from a convicted serial killer on death row. Kelly has denied the clemency request from John Edward Robinson, who is currently on death row at the El Dorado Correctional Facility. Robinson was convicted of 8 murders in Kansas and Missouri during the 1980s and 90s. He was sentenced to death in 2003. Kelly said in a statement that Robinson's request did not show a credible claim of innocence or evidence of manifest injustice. Starting July 1st, it's legal to drive a golf cart on sidewalks in Wichita. The Wichita City Council approved changes to a city ordinance on golf carts to comply with a new state law. Kansas lawmakers passed a bill this spring that allows cities to enact ordinances for operating golf carts on sidewalks or multi-use paths. Drivers must yield to pedestrians. In Wichita, you can also drive a golf cart on a street with a speed limit of 30 miles an hour or less. Drivers must be 16 or older and have a valid driver's license. The former treasurer of a high school booster club in El Dorado has pleaded guilty to 3 counts of felony theft. Lori Christie entered the plea agreement earlier this week. She was the treasurer for the El Dorado High School Booster Club. Prosecutors said that in 2025, she stole most of the club's money that was intended to support sports and other activities for students. Christie has paid $30,000 in restitution. Her attorney said that she will pay the remaining balance of more than $57,000 by the date of her sentencing in August. We'll be back after this.
Support for KMEW comes from Fidelity Bank with Business 360, banking and lending for small businesses ready to grow. Online at fidelitybank.com.
This week on Marginalia, we speak with Pulitzer Prize-winning author Andrew Sean Greer about his novel, Villa Coco.
Living in a foreign language, in a foreign culture, is the greatest challenge of my life, and it has such delights and such humiliations that I go back to it over and over. I think it's good for me.
Saturday morning at 11:30 on 89.1 KMUW. This is Wichita's Early Edition. I'm Beth Golday. A Kansas constitutional amendment on the ballot in August would change from appointing Supreme Court justices to electing them. And it could have an impact on major issues like abortion access and school funding. Zach Boblett with the Kansas News Service reports.
Kansas used to elect justices, but that changed after a 1950s scheme by then-Governor Fred Hall. Here he is discussing education funding, which was still a political hot potato nearly 70 years ago.
We accepted the obligation of helping our local communities by giving state aid to our elementary schools. I have constantly advocated the continuance and enlargement of this program.
The scheme goes like this. A Kansas Supreme Court justice retires. Hall resigns as governor just 11 days before he's going to leave office because he was not reelected, and his lieutenant governor appoints him to the Supreme Court. After this scandal, known as the Triple Play, Kansas changed its constitution away from the partisan election of justices. The current system includes a 9-person panel appointed by the governor and the Kansas Bar Association. It vets the candidates, then sends 3 finalists to the governor to pick one. But an amendment vote in August would return to directly electing justices onto the Kansas Supreme Court. This would mean justices campaigning and taking donations, which could change how the court rules on major issues. Some critics of the change say this is a redo of the 2022 vote on constitutional abortion rights, which Kansans rejected. This time, they say it's through how justices are selected.
At the end of the day, this is about banning abortion and restricting rights that Kansans have demanded they keep.
That's Planned Parenthood Great Plains President and CEO Emily Wales. Many conservative lawmakers in Kansas have not been happy about rulings on abortion rights and school funding. Wales says that's what this is about.
The end game is to put justices on the Supreme Court that are going to be in line with their political values.
A 2022 Wichita Eagle article quoted Attorney General Chris Kobach as he outlined a new path to an abortion ban, which starts by directly electing justices. Kobach did not respond to requests for comment. During a recent Republican gubernatorial debate, Republican Senate President Ty Masterson said electing justices would better represent Kansans.
Now, I'm going to support whatever gives the people of Kansas the biggest voice in that branch. That is the problem. We have a court that does not reflect the Kansas people's values.
James Franco is president of the right-leaning think tank, the Kansas Policy Institute. He says the court currently has little check on its power.
It's just hard for me to think that that has really proven itself to be the case with 9 unelected people on this nominating commission.
Judges do have to face retention elections in Kansas, and voters can remove them. Franco argues that's not enough. Former Kansas Supreme Court Chief Justice Lawton Nuss says switching to electing Supreme Court justices will lead to political donors influencing the court's decisions.
They expect something from their investment, and that compromises the integrity of the court.
Education advocates also worry that an elected Supreme Court could undo past rulings determining what is adequate education funding. Kansas State Representative Troy Waymaster is one of the state's lead budget writers. He said earlier this year that court rulings are causing large annual increases in school funding, and those increases need to be looked at.
Next year, this body will have the opportunity to look at the school finance formula, and there needs to be some changes made.
Changes could mean new lawsuits over education funding, but education advocates wonder how the court would rule when it's composed of elected officials. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
Find more of this story at KMUW.org. Thanks for listening to Wichita's Early Edition. We'll be back again on Monday. For KMUW News, I'm Beth Golay.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
KMUW's next literary feast is Wednesday, June 24th at 6 p.m. We'll discuss the Pulitzer Prize winner, Angel Down, by Daniel Krauss. Dinner is provided by Public, and participants are invited to bring a beverage to share. Tickets are $15, available at kmuw.org. Literary Feast is made possible by The Spice Merchant, a founding sponsor of the Arts and Culture Fund.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.